News release: Nova Scotia Health. Nova Scotia Health Public Health is advising of potential exposures to COVID-19 at locations in central and northern zones. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. You can find this information in this table. COVID precaution notification: there has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. If you were present at the following locations for at least 15 minutes on the named date and times, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 precaution notification based on your vaccination status. Tim's Barbershop, 211 South Albion Street, Suite 104, Amherst. On November 20, between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 4. Amherst Pharmasave, 158 Robert Angus Drive, Amherst. On November 20, between 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 4. Chaba Thai, 1511 Bedford Highway, Bedford. On November 21, between 4:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 5. Let's Co., 30 Damascus Road, Unit 110, Bedford. On November 22, between 4:15 p.m. and 6 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 6. Montana's, 196B Chain Lake Drive, Halifax. On November 23, between 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 7. Thai Express, 50 Fooley Row, Dartmouth. On November 24, between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 8. For those for whom testing is recommended or required, please book your COVID-19 test here or call 811 if you don't have online access, or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. Anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. If you are not fully vaccinated, please click here or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available here.